It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, learn about a red state, blue state student exchange between Chicago and rural Wisconsin.
First, Wisconsin State Senate Republicans announced a plan today to end the standoff over the state budget. The budget deadline was July 1st, but lawmakers from the State Assembly and Senate can't agree on several issues, most notably the transportation budget.
Sean Johnson joins us now from the state capitol. He's the Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
Well, what is in this new plan? What are the high points?
So it's a big plan. It's like a 600 plus page budget document. So I don't want to say I know everything that's in there when it was just released. But if you look at the high points on some of the issues that have divided Republicans, it's a lot of what we've heard already. So, for example, when it comes to roads, which is definitely far and away the biggest sticking point in this budget and how the state's going to pay for transportation going forward, the Senate would borrow $712 million to pay for roads. That's more than the governor proposed in his budget that he introduced back in February. And it's very far apart from where Assembly Republicans are right now. They've said recently they won't support any new borrowing if there's not a new source of revenue to pay off the debt.
So there's the Assembly Republicans want less borrowing. The Senate plan calls for more borrowing for transportation. Was there something in there to kind of, I guess, sweeten the deal for Assembly Republicans?
I'm not sure there's anything in this budget document exactly to sweeten the deal for Assembly Republicans. My impression from listening to Senator Fitzgerald talk about this is that this is kind of a way of them trying to push budget negotiations forward by putting everything on the table that they can as far as where Senate Republicans stand. They have a position on almost every issue articulated in this budget document. And so that gives them a place to kind of get budget negotiations going again. You know, just to backtrack a little bit, I mean, we've been without a budget for 18 days in Wisconsin. It's not a crisis here like it is in other states that, you know, if they don't have a budget, state government basically shuts down. That doesn't happen here because the last budget just carries over and state spending continues at those levels. But it is something that, you know, Fitzgerald even said he had hoped to have that budget done by July 1st, a new budget done. And, you know, it's something that they're going to have to answer to, Republicans are, until they get it done.
We'll spend a little more time on transportation since that's the big sticking point. But before we do that, was there anything outside of transportation that was new or was portrayed as something new and different?
So this is something that Senate Republicans have talked about doing. They kind of made it official today. They would repeal Wisconsin's personal property tax. And this is something that small businesses have wanted for a while. And essentially, the personal property tax, one of the examples it was given when this bill was up for a hearing is, let's see, your grocery store, some grocery store owners said they invest money in their businesses. They buy new refrigerators, for example. It's a big investment for them. They've just spent a lot of money. But when they do that, their personal property tax goes up, and that's paid to local governments. What this would do is repeal that personal property tax in year two of the budget. That would come with a hefty price tag if the state were to make up all the difference for local governments. To do that, Senate Republicans would not go along with some of Governor Walker's proposed tax cuts when it comes to the income tax or the sales tax. So again, this is something that puts Senate Republicans at odds with Assembly Republicans, because Assembly Republicans actually agree with the governor on that one. They want to cut the income tax, not the personal property tax.
Now, when people hear personal property tax repeal, that doesn't mean in a couple years you wouldn't get your annual, a homeowner wouldn't get their annual property tax bill. That's a different thing.
Right. This is really something for small businesses. It's something that they pay. And so they're saying that because of the way that the tax system has changed, it's put more of a burden on small businesses to pay the local share of the tax bill. But if you remove this personal property tax, if you phase it out and you don't backfill it with state money, you know, give local governments more state money to make up for that lost revenue, it would be a tax shift to homeowners. So the devil's in the details on that one.
Sean Johnson is with us, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, looking at a new proposal from State Senate Republican leaders on transportation and other issues. So getting back to transportation, again, the Senate calling for more borrowing after the Assembly had wanted less borrowing than in the governor's plan. Have we heard reaction from Assembly Republicans to this yet?
So far, Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke has said that, you know, it's good to see that they have a position on all the issues, time to get back to the bargaining table. But he did seem to indicate that this didn't exactly change those, you know, those fundamental differences between the two caucuses. It really boils down to Assembly Republicans taking a pretty firm stand here and saying that we want to, we either want to have a new form of revenue to deal with our state's long-term transportation issues. So we're talking about a gas tax increase or a vehicle registration fee increase, something along those lines. Or we want to scale back borrowing to the point that Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, said last week, we will support no new borrowing without a new tax or fee increase. I think Voss actually put it in terms differently. He said that he's come to accept the, quote, reality that the governor and the Senate Republicans won't support a gas tax or a vehicle registration fee or a new form of revenue, and that they need to accept the, quote, reality that Assembly Republicans won't accept any new borrowing. So that's a pretty big gulf there from the $712 million in new borrowing that Senator Fitzgerald talked about today to the $0 in borrowing that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is talking about. So they've got... that's a pretty big gulf in which they need to find some kind of a middle ground.
It seems like the gulf got bigger. Am I right?
I'd say over the last couple of weeks, yes. If you take both caucuses at their word, then yes. Because, I mean, the governor was proposing $500 million in new borrowing to kick off budget talks this year, and the budget that he introduced in February. That's historically low. But because Wisconsin's transportation debt is so high, and it would only climb under the governor's budget, Assembly Republicans said that wasn't something that they could support. So if you take that, it's kind of the starting mark, and then see Senate Republicans talking about increasing that, you start to see, you know, how they are kind of fundamentally opposed to each other when it comes to this transportation standoff.
You mentioned the bargaining table. Where is that table? Is that the Joint Finance Committee that has members from both the Senate and the Assembly? Is it the Senate and Assembly leadership meeting? Informally, formally, what is the negotiation going to look like?
So the Joint Finance Committee or the Legislature's Budget Committee hasn't met for more than a month now. That is typically where this stuff has been worked out, especially since there's been single party control. I mean, Senate Republicans and Assembly Republicans have kind of treated that committee as their conference committee. You know, that what comes out of there is pretty close to the final product that they ultimately pass out of the full Senate and the Assembly. But it's not meeting. So the negotiating table has become this weekly meeting that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, and Governor Scott Walker hold in Walker's office. You presume that there's a lot of negotiating going on beyond that, maybe behind the scenes between staff, but that is where those leaders meet. You know, last week that meeting was relatively short, lasted about an hour. And that's when Speaker Voss came out and said, we're not going to support any new bonding. Senator Fitzgerald came out today with a press conference and said, here's where we stand. We'll see how that changes tomorrow's meeting.
And this is a Senate budget plan. Is there any notion that this will come up for a vote in the state Senate?
No, Fitzgerald, at least at this point, Fitzgerald said he wants everything to go through the Finance Committee. So he wants... basically everything that's unresolved right now. So, you know, K-12 education funding, taxes, the transportation budget, all of it to run through that budget committee. And then he wants the full legislature to vote on it. Because if you start splitting pieces out of the budget, or if the Senate were to pass its own version of the budget and kind of have a standoff with Assembly Republicans, that's kind of a slippery slope for them. They've already sort of shown this gulf between the leaders and between the caucuses when it comes to transportation funding. It's not something that they want to encourage for months and months. I mean, I think the governor said yesterday, as long as they pass a budget by this summer, they'll be okay. It could be a few weeks, but summer is kind of the important time frame for the governor now.
Sean, thanks for keeping us up to date on all this.
You're welcome.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us to talk about the state Senate Republican plan to end the budget standoff. They released that earlier today.